Hello and welcome to 5 Minute Magic from Creativity for Sale podcast, a quick fire episode sharing tips and tricks from the pages of the book of the same title. Yes, Creativity for Sale. Every week I'll be sharing one or two ideas that could give you an actionable takeaway for your creative career, your business, or just a food for thought for the weekend ahead. These tips are taken from the audiobook and you can find a link to the full version in the show notes. Today, let me start with a few questions. How often do you think what drives you forward on your journey? How often do you stop and think about what makes you, your career and business unique? In the book, I've tried to decode it into four essential elements that add up. Do you know your magic formula? Do you know your superpower? The following take from the book will introduce you to the concept and it will help you to identify your own unique elements. Let's have a look.
The fuel and the feel. Few of us can truly comprehend what a journey entails until we embark upon it. However, our combination of innocence and ignorance is what generates action, or more accurately, excitement and naivety. When you desire something so intensely that nothing and no one can deter you, then you disregard the harsh reality that lies ahead. This is what I call the fuel. A necessarily blinkered view of where we want to go and how to get there without considering reality all that much. The fuel is any creative's trusty partner in crime. The fuel pushes you to make life-changing decisions. It's the fire starter, the instigator, and the aggravator. It's the thing that gets you going on that journey in the first place. Just think about it. If you didn't have any fuel, your vehicle wouldn't even start. That's not to say I'm making a case for pure chaos. After all, there wouldn't be much left of this book if that were the case. So, once you've used the fuel to start your engine, you'll need to work out where to steer. That's where fuel's counterpart, feel, comes in. The feel is your natural decision maker. It's connected to your soul and acts as your spiritual GPS, guiding you on which paths to take, where to direct and burn your fuel. And how do you find your feel? Well, before the days of GPS, people navigated using the North Star. And many businesses still use this term today as the way they find direction. Having a North Star is what turns a slacker into a powerhouse. It's also what stops people from panicking in a stressful business situation. But how do you find the North Star that gives you the direction or feel on your creative journey? The answer is purpose, i.e. the thing that makes you want to get out of bed in the morning and work the hours that you'd resent or outright refuse in your previous jobs. It is ultimately why you do what you do. It's almost impossible to force people to do things they don't want to do, and no amount of persuading them will motivate them into action. We all need to be able to envision what we can do and how to do it ourselves. As any parent knows, the best way to get a noisy child to quieten down isn't telling them to stop. It's giving them a role to play in the situation. It's giving them a purpose, and it gives your eardrums a break. Purpose gives the journey a more defined shape and a sense of direction. While most people have an inkling of how their creative work may have a positive impact on the bigger picture, they likely aren't aware of their exact purpose at the start of their career. For many people, their purpose only crystallizes after many years of finding their feet. Your purpose will come into sharper focus over time as your career develops and you understand your individual strengths and values. And while your purpose might change throughout your life and career, it will almost certainly have been there from the start. It could just take a while to spot it or be able to clearly articulate it. Purpose will become the feel in how you approach your work and the way you make decisions about the future, as it provides clarity and direction in what you do. Now, there are just two more items that you need to set off on that journey: your magic formula and your superpower. While your fuel and feel are your heart, your magic formula and superpower are your head, your magic formula and your superpower. Your magic formula is the thing that makes you and your work unique. Everyone has a different set of talents, abilities and passions, and this is their magic formula. Think of it a bit like how KFC have their secret blend of spices, as ultimately, this unique blend can form the basis of your very own personal brand. Or, in the context of our journey analogy, think of it as the unique combination of items that only you would pack in your travel luggage. How to identify your magic formula? What is it that makes your work unique? What is your creative approach? What is your way of thinking? What are your passions? What activities make you lose track of time? What tasks come naturally to you? What lights you up? When do you feel most alive and fulfilled? A magic formula then might be innovatively considering compositions, always being curious, working collaboratively, selecting colours and blending, having an eye for detail, illustrating things beautifully, valuing inclusion, making processes easier for people. Your superpower is, then, your ability to make your magic formula deliver time and time again. It is the strength needed to place your magic formula at the heart of your business and how it's run. Consider this to be your strongest strength, the thing that always gets you through. This superpower is the one thing that will keep your magic formula working time and time again. How to recognize your superpower? Is there one word people often use to describe you? What one thing do others often praise or admire you for? What one thing has kept you going through tough times? If you could summarize your biggest strength in one word, what would it be? Your superpower might be tenacity, patience, negotiation skills, resilience, flexibility, adaptability, financial acumen, mental strength,